Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. I'm Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about Florida's panhandle, and some of you may remember back in 2018, a pretty severe hurricane, Category 5, in fact, hit the panhandle. Since then, there have been some transient dockage shortages for loopers coming through, and we've all been eagerly awaiting the reopening of the area in general, and particularly some of our sponsor marinas. So today we're going to talk about that because it should be a great season for loopers and for those marinas to be back. Before we jump into that topic, I do want to take a moment, as always, to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our viewers and listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And speaking of businesses that support the Great Loop, we have had some long-term sponsors in the Port St. Joe area, and those include Port St. Joe Marina and Bay Point Marina. And with us today is Justin Bannerman, and he is now the dock master at Point South Marina. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his background and how that all evolved to Point South. But Justin, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much. It's great to be back and talking with you guys, for sure.
Yeah, and we're great to hear that it's going to be a big season there and that things are ready to reopen. So tell us a little bit first about yourself, and then we'll jump in a little bit more to the marinas.
Okay, super. I'm originally from North Carolina in the mountains, moved to the coast of South Carolina in Charleston in 2008, and wanted to play captain and get on the water, and so managed Freedom Boat Clubs in Charleston, South Carolina, then moved to the marina aspect in 2010 with Charleston Harbor Marina, which we had quite a few loopers that would make it through there.
Absolutely.
At our marina, and so worked under Rand Pratt there for 11 years, and this opportunity came up in at the beginning of the year, the thought of a brand new marina, complete rebuild, and getting to start fresh with brand new equipment, very high tech marina. Couldn't pass up the opportunity. So happy to be in Panama City Beach, Florida, for sure.
Yeah. And it's so great to hear that the rebuild is finished. And as you said, everything's brand new. And sadly, that was kind of necessary because there wasn't much left. And I think several of loopers who have been members for a while and have attended our fall rendezvous in the past may remember some of the people coming to us from Port St. Joe Marina and from Bay Point Marina and joining us there and always bringing a bingo game that they sponsored, which was always a lot of fun. May also remember that 2018 event because Hurricane Michael hit just a few days before it. So a few of our sponsor marinas from that area were, of course, not able to join us. And as loopers tend to do, banded together and raised some money to send down there. And we all signed a whole lot of different posters and things like that we could send on down. But it really was a devastating storm. And I know you weren't in the area at the time, but being there now, you know, kind of tell us, some cities have that kind of, you know, defining moment. Charleston has Hurricane Hugo. But tell us what it was like in the Panama City area for such a devastating storm to come through where the marinas truly had nothing left.
Yeah, it was a complete rebuild. There was nothing left worth salvaging. You know, when you're talking about a storm and a storm surge, they can rip deck boards and put them 400 or 500 yards inland. The magnitude, I still probably don't understand what everybody here went through. We were in Charleston, we knew that it was bad, but like you said, we have our own storms, and it was crazy. The timeline kind of just laid out with COVID as well to make it even worse for these folks down here, that they got some FEMA help and then that all went away and to a national crisis. And so the people here really, it's been an absolute struggle. So that being said, when I, you know, I knew a little bit about the marina, but what I didn't have any idea about was the community and what this marina meant to this area to bring this back. And what a pleasant surprise and a joy to be a part of.
Yeah. And I know in 2018, as loopers were leaving our rendezvous, our fall rendezvous, and heading that way, you know, probably most were only a few weeks from passing through that area. There was a lot of uncertainty of, you know, where are people going to dock? Even anchorages, you know, some were filled with debris. But it was so new after the storm that, you know, I think most people, their heart was really just with the locals and how were they going to get through, and not so much worried about what some boaters were going to do on the way through. Yeah. By 2019, people were really like, we just need to know if there's going to be a place to tie up or a place to anchor. And, you know, it was just information gathering, but there was really, you know, sadly hadn't been enough time to rebuild. And then it got a little quiet for the COVID years, where I'm sure, you know, as you said, that was even more devastating for the local area to be going through that. And, you know, suddenly the transit boaters weren't necessarily looking for places to stop in the panhandle because there were just fewer of them. So now, you know, 2022 is the perfect time for the rebuild to be complete. So I definitely want to spend some time talking about that. You know, it's been 4 years. You are open for the season, as I understand. Tell us first a little bit about the rebranding that's gone on and you know, what the official name is now that you're reopened.
Sure. We are officially Point South Marina at Bay Point. And that will also include Port St. Joe. So Point South at Point Port St. Joe as well. So the St. Joe company has done a fantastic job of branding their other ventures as far as their resorts and their golf courses. And so they wanted to bring that kind of umbrella, all-inclusive brand to the marinas as well, with these two and future endeavors with marinas as well. So so it is Point South Marina at Bay Point.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what the rebuild was like. You know, was it a four-year process or were there some starts and stops in there because of COVID? Or I'm sure it took a little while really for the project to even get started after the devastation of Hurricane Michael. So tell us a little bit about how that went. What was the timeline and to get to this point?
Sure. The timeline was the idea was much shorter than the reality, as everything is now with shipping and workers and getting stuff overseas. Any construction project is hard enough to begin with, but even harder now. And so our plan was to be up January 1. Obviously, that didn't happen. But we took our time, got it right, and the rebuild is fantastic. Many of the loopers may remember Daniel Fussell, that was me before me, and is still involved with St. Joe. But I know he was very involved with the loopers, and so Daniel was the biggest player in the rebuild process. He had been here for 15 years working at this marina, and so knew exactly what he was looking for when the opportunity came to be able to build it exactly to that spec. So what we boast the most about with the rebuild is most marinas are built 25, 30 years ago to boats that were built 25, 30 years ago. And now, as everybody's aware, boats are much, much beamier now and have trouble getting into slips that were built for much narrower boats back then. So with these out here, I think roughly the same footprint. It's a different design, but the footprint used to yield 180 slips. Now we're down to 120. So much, much wider slips to accommodate beamier vessels. Full length finger piers versus just, you know, kind of quarter length finger piers. Mm-hmm. In slip pump out. And high speed fuel. So is a very high tech marina as far as that goes.
Yeah. Well, and that's exciting news for a lot of loopers that are out there, because like I said, transit dockage has been short in the area. So you're completely open at this point, or is the opening date coming up?
So we are cutting the marina itself, the docks are completely open. So mm-hmm. we're open with that. We're still working on our pool, which is just a couple weeks, I hope, away. Wi-Fi, we're still hammering out with that. But the marina itself is fully functional as far as the docks go.
And
we will have a grand opening mid-September. We haven't exactly nailed down a date, but sometime mid-September.
Okay. And is that the same case over at your sister marina at Port St. Joe?
No, they're a little bit further behind. So they're probably looking for wet slips, probably not until the first of the year.
Okay. Gotcha. So let's take a quick break and play a message from one of our sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the transient dockage that you'll have available for this season, because that is what everyone is curious about. And also talk about, you know, some of the amenities that they might have access to with a slip. So we'll be back in a moment.
Welcome to Beneteau by Invitation. This new concept was born from a very simple idea. Offer your family an opportunity to meet ours in a fun, exclusive, and safe environment that mirrors the way our boats feel. Jump aboard our latest models, go for a private sea trial, and let us talk together about our common passion for the sea. There's a Beneteau by Invitation event coming soon to a harbor near you, so come experience what everyone is talking about. Contact your local dealer, get your boarding pass, and we will see you on the water. Welcome to Beneteau by Invitation. This new concept was born from a very simple idea. Offer your family an opportunity to meet ours in a fun, exclusive, and safe environment that mirrors the way our boats feel. Jump aboard our latest models, go for a private sea trial, and let us talk together about our common passion for the sea. There's a Beneteau by Invitation event coming soon to a harbor near you, so come experience what everyone is talking about. Contact your local dealer, get your boarding pass, and we'll see you on the water.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. We're talking today with Justin Bannerman. He is the dock master at the newly rebranded Point South Marina at Bay Point. And we are talking about their grand reopening. They're open now for wet slips, but they've got some other great things coming up. And after this area was kind of devoid of transient dockage for about 4 years since Hurricane Michael, this is really good news for the loopers that are coming through this year. So start off with, it's always an issue since COVID. People are worried about there being enough transient slips because there are so many more boats out on the water that people are using. There's a lot more seasonal dockage. Tell us about what kind of availability you have for transients there.
Yeah, right now we're about half full, so bring it on. We've mm-hmm. got plenty of space. Anywhere in the, I've got, oh, I don't know, 30, 55 foot slips. I've got 30, 60 foot slips. We've got lay along areas as well. So mm-hmm. we've got plenty of room now. Go ahead and make plans in advance. It has been very popular since we've opened, and so you definitely want to plan ahead. But yeah, right now we've got plenty for everybody.
All right, so it's great to hear about the availability. Tell us what the rates are for the transient slips.
Sure, it's $2 per foot per night. No, I apologize. $250 per foot per night, mm-hmm. and a $10 amenities fee for a night, or $12 per foot per week with a $50 amenities fee. And we do amenities fee is we don't meter your power or anything like that. That's your power, water, Wi-Fi, in slip, pump out. So that's all rolled into that.
Okay. And you mentioned the pool is going to be opening in a few weeks.
Yeah.
What other on-site or near-site things do you offer?
Sure. Soon we will have a restaurant built, not on site, but it's very, very close, within walking distance. It's actually 30 feet from the marina office. And then we've got a fantastic golf course that's within walking distance. The Sheridan has their own pool, bars and restaurants there as well, and a spa as well.
Excellent. So any other things, what are some of your favorites as a fairly newcomer as well to the area? What are some of your favorite things that you can recommend people do in the Panama City area?
Sure. We are very close to Shell Island. So Shell Island is white sandy beaches, crystal clear water, a very good time to go spend the day at St. Andrews State Park. That's all right there as well. If you want to do the kind of the touristy thing, you can always head down to Front Beach Road and have a fantastic time with family at Pier Park and do the putt-putt and go-karts and Ferris wheels. And if you're wanting to get slung into the air with a a bungee, then they'll do that too. So
yeah. Well, we certainly, after what this area has been through, a devastating storm like that, we certainly want to help kind of get the word out that, things are up, things are open, things are happening. What has this summer season been like in general in the area?
It's been a whirlwind, for the marina anyway, getting open and two step forward, one step back, working out the kinks of a brand new marina. But we're there, and the attitude around the marina is just so over the top positive. It's been a joy, most certainly a labor of love with everybody involved. So boating community, seems like we're full tilt. New boats are being sold. People are coming from all over and checking out Bay Point and very excited. So it's been a great first summer for sure.
Yeah. And has, is the rest of the area pretty much back to business as is the new normal? Are there still signs of the destruction from the storm? What's it like to visit Panama City right now?
There is. It's kind of one of those, you just pass places and you're like, what's different about this? And it dawns on you, oh, there's no trees, And so I think it'll be not just a 4-year process. It'll be, longer than that to get back to what Panama City was before. But at the same time, it kind of, gives you that good feeling that people are working at it and still here and love the area. But yes, there is definitely, still signs of the storm.
Yeah. Well, and I know boaters are looking forward to being able to stop and spend some time there again. I know I myself will be doing so when we get to that point in the loop. Is there anything that can be done? Building a marina brand new is really kind of a neat advantage over something that was built 30 years ago from a hurricane perspective. But it's still, marinas are still in, the most hurricane vulnerable areas. Is there anything that could be done as you were doing the rebuild to try and prevent a completely devastating loss from a future storm? Or is that really something that just can't be addressed on a marina?
For a Cat 5, the Mother Nature's going to take it. I mean, there's nothing, I don't know if there's anything that's built that can knowingly feel confident in surviving Cat 5. Cat 2, sure. I mean, this thing is absolutely a beast, the way they built it. And you'll notice that when you get here and start walking around. The best thing to do is just be prepared as far as do we get boats out of slips and protect the marina, or do you leave them in there? And that's always a judgment call.
That's a tough one always.
Any major storm, nobody was expecting Katrina to turn into what it was. Nobody expected Michael to do what it was. And does it stay the course that it's going? So many factors are in that you can't guarantee anything. You just hope for the best and do what you can.
Yeah, and loopers generally have the luxury of not being in hurricane belt during storm season. So, you know, most won't hit the Gulf until November-ish, which is still part of hurricane season, but certainly the peak of it has passed at that point. But for the marinas we all love and depend on who can't pick up and move out of the hurricane season, it's devastating. And for people who are listening or watching who don't remember Hurricane Michael because maybe you weren't in the area, but it really was one of those unforgettable storms. If you were anywhere near there or knew somebody near there, it did come ashore as a Category 5 at Mexico Beach, I think, was the point it came ashore. How far is that from Panama City?
Oh, 45-minute drive.
Something
like that. So
yeah,
just right down the road. So, but it was crazy. The first Cat 5 since Andrew to make landfall in '92, which I had to do research on coming down here because that's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. So what are what's next for this marina, for Port St. Joe? Now that you're under the Point South umbrella, any future changes for these two marinas? I know you mentioned the possibility of other marinas down the road. What can we expect from Point South as time goes by?
Yeah, so we are in the process of Latitudes at Margaritaville is a development that St. Joe is building, and so that there will be a marina attached to that development in the Intercoastal Waterway. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that'll be on y'all's path or not, but that's the next exciting venture that we've got going on there. I don't know a whole lot about it. I've been pretty nose to the grindstone here and getting this open. But as far as Bay Point goes, fill it up and just make people want to be here instead of a marina where you just tie your boat up, plug it in, and go home. We want Bay Point to be home and for visitors as well. Come and check it out and see what we've done, because it's impressive.
Yeah. Justin, thank you for sharing those details. Congratulations on being reopened, and best of luck with the official grand opening. Hopefully we have inspired some to realize this area is open for business. And as, locals or people just doing, kind of localized cruising or cruising along the panhandle there can stop by. But in the next couple of months, loopers will be headed that way. And like I said, we just want them to know that this area is open for business. And of course, coming back from that storm needs your business. So we hope everyone will stop by and check out the Florida Panhandle and its resurgence and its reopening. And it's a shame that it came to this, but it's lovely that everything's brand new. would have preferred to get there another way, but it's not too often you have the opportunity to stay at a brand new marina. So congratulations, and thanks for sharing the details with us.
You're more than welcome. And loopers do get a discount and so on fuel dockage as well. So just keep that in mind. I know that was already in place, but we'll continue that.
Yeah. And thank you for your long-term sponsorship. We're excited for you to be back. And thank you for the discounts. We certainly love our discounts. So,
oh, yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. And to everyone who's watched and listened today, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.